Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal Moore Success Team conference call. It's a flat-out exciting day to be on the Moore Success Team of Prepaid Legal, but it's even a better day to be an American. I want to congratulate each and every one of you all last month on the Moore Success Team for really closing the month out strong. I know you all dug deep. Some of you all made many sacrifices to advance to higher levels, and I just want to congratulate you all for going the extra distance to making last month a phenomenal month for the entire organization. I know for me personally, my personal team, the last day of the month, it counted for 36% of the entire month's production. So good things are happening on the Moore Success Team. We've got a lot of excitement. We've got a ton of new people on board. Now as an organization, if we just need to dig deep and make sure we get all those people trained and fast start qualified as quickly as possible. But to get things kicked off tonight, we've got a flat-out exciting call for you all lined up tonight. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to hear from our guest speakers, but I'm going to go straight on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to six-figure income earner, platinum executive director, millionaire club member, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on, and it is very exciting to have all the new associates joining, plus all the old associates, but one of the most exciting prepaid legal incentive trips to date is awaiting 500 hardworking associates and their guests at the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa located in Maui. That's going to be 1,000 people that everyone is actually invited to come. It's a 5-day and 4-night for the winners. It's going to be June the 21st through the 25th. In 2012, of course, Hawaii is a dream destination, and Mr. Stonesifer always said, you're all invited. It's up to you to accept the invitation. So I'm going to encourage all of our team to set their goals today so they can qualify for the 2012 trip to Maui. Of course, minimum requirements are that you're in Players Club. You need to get qualified this month, May, to be invited to that trip. It's a 9-month contest period, and the main thing there, there's actually four different ways that you can qualify. But just go to your prepaid legal back office, print off the flyer on that, and get your team involved in that, because what a great way to spend time with people that you work with and that you love on our Moore Success Team. So we're really looking forward to the next Players Club trip, this time to Hawaii. And, you know, we believe we have the absolute best attorneys anywhere in North America, and we're extremely proud of them. And tonight you're going to be hearing from one of the top provider law firms in prepaid legal. That's one thing that we're going to be doing. Then later in the call, you're also going to be hearing from several of our Moore Success Team associates. They're really extremely excited because they're now being paid as earned with no advances because they're receiving residual income. You know, we talk about that, you know, a lot, but under the new comp plan, the structure, it is important for everyone to understand that the residual income we always talk about is real, and many of our associates are reaping the rewards and the benefits of residual income, so we want to share some of that excitement with everyone. But to begin our call and to introduce our first guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member who is in his 27th year with Prepaid Legal. Of course, he's been leading our team all nearly three generations now, three decades, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Yeah, I'm right here, and boy, is this one exciting day and night. And say that the call with Joan Buckner was a terrific call. If anyone that heard that will benefit from it immensely. You know, Randy and I, we got several people, but I got one guy down in Tennessee I want to introduce first. I'm real excited about him. He's a go-getter. He's out there doing. Had three presentation recruit people afternoon alone. Told me today he'd be in Dallas at Adby. He's going to shoot heavy and hard for the trip to Hawaii. And I just want him to say two or three words here tonight because I want people to get to know him because he's going to be my key person down in Tennessee. And it's none other than my friend, Mr. Tony Barkley. Tony, you on the call?
Coach Moore, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Tony.
Well, listen, I didn't know that you were going to put me on the hot seat first, but I guess that's what leaders do. They step up to the plate, huh?
You got to meet the challenge, my friend.
Yes, Stuart. Well, Mr. Moore, I want to thank you. I truly want to thank you for this opportunity to be on the call, and quite naturally, thanks to Jeremy and Randy for their superb leadership and, of course, their example of success. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I've had 10 years of success in the network marketing industry before prepaid as a senior VP earning, you know, well over $350,000 annually, although I would love some of that residual. But at any rate, the money was great, Coach, but I wasn't having a lot of fun. I had an unbalanced life. I went and fixed that, and I decided to open up a coaching business, as you well know. And the thing with that coaching business, I was teaching other people how to succeed in their businesses. Most of my clients were active in the network marketing industry. But see, while I was coaching them, Coach, I would start to reflect back on my previous years and my successes and my relationships that I began to miss, truly miss those relationships. And it's true, as you well know, once it's in you, it's truly in you. So, Coach, I decided to get off the sidelines and get back in the game with prepaid. As you well know, Coach, I didn't fully commit to full-time initially. I didn't produce the way I should have. But I guess you could say I was just testing the waters, just sticking my toe in it. But team, here's the moral of the story, and I'm done. During the past 30 days, with the most recent announcements and this acquisition and all these other great things that's going on, my passion and my excitement has just gone in overdrive. And there's two main reasons. This is the big one. Listen, I haven't been around as much as some of these key leaders on this call and throughout the company and the industry, but I've seen these signs before in other companies, and I've rode that wave to success. But this one I know for a fact is bigger and better. And to be honest with you, I have a nervous excitement that I just can't shake. It's crazy exciting. But I do know this, if I don't get up after this thing now, I'll miss it. And the second reason, our leadership. Not just throughout the company, but Mr. Moore, team, I've never met or had a finer leader than our coach and mentor, Mr. Moore. And I've had many successful millionaires coaching me, but his excitement level, his passion, his integrity is unmatched. And these are things that everybody in the call should know. You know, I called Mr. Moore last week, and I recommitted totally to him and the company, and I asked him to hold me accountable on a weekly basis to produce and build leaders. And as he mentioned on the call earlier, I got two presentations out the way with two new associates, two new memberships. It's amazing what you could do when you just go to work. So, Mr. Moore, thanks for reselling me the dream, the vision of this great industry, this company, so that I may continue building a legacy for my family. And I'll just leave you guys with three things real quickly. Recommit to your family, your company, your team. Get accountable to somebody, your upline, and get excited, and let's go Hawaii. Thanks so much, Ken, Mr. Moore, Randy, and Jeremy, for this opportunity.
Hey, thank you, Tony. We're really excited to have you on the ball. And by the way, I heard your wife on there tonight, and she's such a wonderful lady. My wife's talking about her tonight, how well she loved it when she met her. Thank you for being on her team. And now we'll go to a good friend of ours. He's one of the top attorneys for the attorney firm of Riggs Abney, Neil Turpin, Orbison Lewis, which serves in both Oklahoma and Colorado. And I consider him one of my personal friends after these years. He's been there on the job. I've watched him very closely, as I do a lot of people. He's not let us down, and he's not only not let us down, he's moving things to even a higher standard. He's in charge of the provider attorneys here in the state of Oklahoma. It's none other than my friend, Mr. Mark Nams. Mark, welcome to the call tonight.
Well, I appreciate Mr. Moore, and I appreciate Randy and Jeremy and all the associates. I'm always excited when I'm given the opportunity to speak to our associates. And let me say this first. I always tell associates when we go to training, I really see it as a triangle with the prepaid home office, with you as associates, and us as provider attorneys. And when the three sides are working together with the member in mind, that's when it works the best. And I can tell you this, that I've been providing services myself since 1997, and Riggs Abney here in Oklahoma has been providing services since 1987. We actually just had our 24th anniversary. This upcoming year will be our 25th year of providing service. We also provide services in Colorado. But I can tell you that the service has never been better. And a big part of that is the focus on what they call WOW, service from the heart. Each month we have a focus. This last month was teamwork. This month is sensitivity. And each month we take that creed and we do focus on that, and we continue to train attorneys, continue to train our support staff. And I'll tell you this too, just referral attorneys and a referral base and the network that's developed over time, I can say this, that base of referral attorneys outside, when we have to refer outside the provider firms, has never been better. And then you add that to, I can tell you this, with the issues that everyone faces today, and you all know this, the need for the product and the need for the service has never been greater. I mean, issues that people are dealing with. And I can tell you this, litigation, I'm going to talk about Title III and, you know, our defending members. Litigation is increased. The number of Title IIIs that I've approved over the last several months has increased. Tickets. Now, you all drive a lot, and so you can appreciate this too, but it's a revenue-generating part of city and states, you know, revenue, and they're writing more and more tickets. So I'm talking about Title II. You know, and I can tell you this up front, and this is important. You know, our commitment is to seek to resolve the members' matters anytime we can or there are no charge benefits. Now, I always say this, even if they had nothing but Title I and Title V, how powerful that is. But then, of course, Titles II, III, and IV, and how important those are. So I'll talk briefly about those. And Mr. Moore asked me to talk about 20 minutes, but I do want to share some success stories. And just up front, you know, at the international convention, and I hope all of you all got to be there, but it was just a fantastic convention. But they announce every year, you know, under Title I, what the provider firms are able to save or recover for the members under that Title I, and this year was over $21 million for the provider firms, which is just a huge number. And I can tell you, Riggs Abbey in Oklahoma, we keep track of that every month, and in 2010, we were able to recover or save for our members over $1 million. And so that is just real value, and I'm going to share some of those stories with you, but those numbers should be able to help you. But just things like collections, you know, collection efforts, they're getting more and more aggressive. Of course, that's leading to lawsuits. Employment, we had recently where under Title I, we're able to help someone save someone's job. You know, under Title II, we don't think about that being an issue of the job, but we've had folks who have a CDL license who maybe drive for a school drive a school bus or in their capacity, and those tickets are critical if they go on their record, and we've been able to help those type of people who have prepaid legal. And so, again, I just want to encourage you all. I appreciate you all so much, and it's exciting for us. I know it's exciting for you as associates. I just can't tell you how excited I am as providers and what the future holds. I really am encouraged by everything. And I will tell you this, too, as provider firms, you know, the firms that we have out there now across the nation now in Canada representing the members – is just tremendous. And us as provider firms, I can tell you, we work so closely together. And what a powerful thing if I have somebody who has a matter, you know, that may not be in Oklahoma, you know, that would be in another state, and to be able to refer them to the provider firm and know that how they're going to be taken care of. And then if we need to refer to a location where the provider can't handle that matter, to have the referral network and the type of attorneys that meet prepaid standards, again, is tremendous. Well, real quick, let me go through a few things. Hopefully these will be success stories that will help you. And most of these are recent. I'm just telling you each month. It's exciting because, again, we keep track of these. I told you about the one job situation. We had recently, under Title I, we helped someone in a foreclosure situation, and they were able to help save their home, which actually ended up saving them a little over $34,000 in equity as well. So not only saved their home, but if they would have lost it, they would have lost all that equity, over $34,000. We had someone under Title I, we provided consultation. And keep in mind, Title I, consultation, and I always tell associates and members how valuable is an honest opinion from an attorney. But under Title I, we're able to provide the consultation. We also provide the document review. Now, most family plans, it calls for 10 pages. We actually review up to 15, and I tell my attorneys we don't nitpick. If we can help that member, that's what we try to do. We also provide a letter or call under this circumstance, and we end up saving that member over $80,000. That was under Title I. Real quick, while I'm going to share this story, the Legal Shield. I mean, how valuable is it to have a 24-hour day, 7-day a week access to an attorney? And I know in Oklahoma, I know these other providers, the type of attorneys that carry those Legal Shield phones that are available all day, every day. And just recently, there was on more than one occasion, because that member had Legal Shield coverage, that we were able to help them in those situations, and they weren't arrested. And that would not have happened had they not had the Legal Shield. The other thing to keep in mind is, especially in criminal cases, any statements you make can be used as an admission against you. And so that first period of time, they may be in custody. They need help, obviously, but it's critical that they get to talk to an attorney as fast as they can so they know what their rights are. And so Legal Shield, again, is showing me, you know, how valuable it is, and we keep getting success stories. And so keep in mind the Legal Shield because it's powerful. Another Title I success story, we were able to recover just recently, this was January 2011, over $67,000 for a member under Title I. And I've got other ones. This one was, we got saved the member over $32,000 in another matter. Large numbers, Ken. I've got another one here. We had Title I under efforts. This one was over $50,000, Title I. So as you can see, I mean, those numbers every year we keep track of, and those are just the ones we know of. Of course, there's many successes that we don't hear about. Let me talk about Title II again. You know, with the tickets, you know, moving violations are obviously critical in keeping, you know, members' records clear if we can, how important that is. But there's been times, I can tell you, when I've gone in and or I've seen this, and, you know, a prosecutor DA just isn't inclined to give a recommendation for whatever reason. And I can tell you that the attorneys that work those traffic tickets are the best at what they do because they do it more than anybody else. And they know the prosecutors, they know the DAs. And I had one circumstance, it was a school zone violation, and the gentleman, you know, says, I haven't had a ticket in all these years. Prosecutor wasn't willing to give a recommendation. I went in front of the judge and did a blind plea. The judge dismissed that ticket, no cost. And it wouldn't have been possible, I can promise you, without that attorney being there. Now, we just looked at this recently, and don't forget this. This, and I know you all know what's in there, but vehicular homicide, okay, under Title II, we look back, and just Riggs Avenue, I mean, we've had, you know, approximately 10 cases over the years. Just in Oklahoma, under that Title II benefit, which is no charge representation for that member, and I can tell you, if anybody has that kind of case, and they don't have prepaid legal, they're basically going to have to probably mortgage their home to have the representation they're going to need. And I can tell you also that the type of attorney we can refer those matters to is not just every run-of-the-mill associate. I mean, that's going to be normally a partner or shareholder that's going to be covering that type of case. And so don't forget that being under Title II. And, of course, you know, we help people with smaller accidents all the time, not just with the ticket part, but seeking to help resolve their property damage, maybe small personal injury. There are no charge benefits. Just in Oklahoma alone, for a long period of time, associates, you know, on these property damage situations, you know, there was what's called diminished value, and there was an Oklahoma Supreme Court case. Well, without prepaid legal, I can tell you, those we had to educate associates, and through our efforts for our members over time, was able to recover. Everybody thinks of personal injury, you know, on the injury part of it, but for the property damage, we were able to help several of them under Title II because they were members. And I can tell you this honestly out there with PI attorneys, and nothing against PI attorneys because we handle PI, but they're not going to be seeking that type of recovery for their client daily. All right, Title III real quick. I told you how much you know, litigation, I can tell you, is up. The amount of lawsuits being filed is up. Foreclosures is up. Majority of people, if they don't have prepaid legal, whether it's small claims, and they call this long docket, majority of them are going to have a default judgment. Either they're not going to show up or they're not going to have representation. And time again, the ones that have had the defense they need, have gotten good outcomes, whether it be a very good settlement or maybe even a dismissal, or those that have prepaid legal. Now, you go beyond the small claims, greater civil court, where people have a period of time in which to file an answer. I've seen this over and over again. People are being sued. It's the wrong person. It's not their debt. But if you don't know what your rights are, if you're not represented, a lot of those folks are going to have default judgments. They're not going to defend those. And just a few quick success stories. Our member was sued for over $22,000, and it was not their debt. And we were able to get that dismissed. And, again, this person came back, and the attorney that handled it said they thought they'd saved over $125,000 just in personally under Title III for the members on those type of cases just in that 1 year. And that wouldn't have been possible without prepaid legal. A few other Title IIIs, small claims dismissal, based on statute of limitations. Statute of limitations had run on this. You know, the period of time for them to file suit had run, but they still filed it, which gives you defense. But if you don't know what your rights are, you're not represented, you're not going to know that. And we were able to get that matter dismissed for that member is a little less than $6,000 they were being sued for. The other thing for you all to keep in mind, if someone gets a judgment against them, it's not just an issue of the money, the principal of that judgment. It's also court costs. It can be attorney fees. And any judgment also will go on that person's credit report. And so that's critical in us helping these members get these settled or dismissed, also helping them preserve their credit. One quick other one. I told you about working with other states. We actually had a case that was referred to us from another state, and we were defending that member. We filed a counterclaim, a claim back against the other side on behalf of that member. The outcome of that case, they got zero from the member, and we were able to recover back from the other side $47,000. And that was from another state referring their member to us under Title III. Last thing, person was sued for over $500,000. $500,000. Now think about that, what that means for anyone. It might at minimum mean bankruptcy. We were able to resolve that case for less than $7,500. I remember being sued for over $500,000. Last thing on Title III, and then I'll move on to Title IV. How am I doing on time, Mr. Moore? Am I okay?
You're real good.
Okay. But I think this is important. This is a member's own statement. It says, it took my prepaid lawyer 2.5 minutes to have my case dismissed. I told everyone that I now have the 800-pound giant in my corner when I have a legal need. And that was a member statement after Title III. All right, Title IV, taxes, audits, okay? I can tell you this, time and time again, we're able to help our members, saving them large sums when it comes to these tax issues. One Title IV recently, over $30,000 saved for the member. We had a few under Title I. I was telling you about when my tax attorneys, one was for over $30,000, the other was for over $50,000. They were able to get resolved for that member, no charge, no attorney fee. I had one where they actually, and we'll talk about Title V. Now, if we get to Title V, I can tell you this, and, you know, it just depends. We never allow the attorney that's given the consult to give the quote for what a retainer would be up front, but I can tell you we reduce our retainer for members. Obviously, because the hourly rate is going to be less. And for most, again, for our partners, shareholders, even associates, they really end up getting more than a 25% discount, you know, if we're able to handle that matter for them. And but we had one recently where IRS was seeking over $150,000 from this member, and we got it resolved for around $15,000, and that was under their discounted rate. So keep that in mind about as far as the discounted rate. And I can tell you this, too, at least with reexamining, we have been committed and are continuing to focus on seeking to keep as much of that work in-house as we can. And we've seen the percentages increase as far as all the titles of what we're keeping in-house. But I can tell you again, if we have to refer it or need to refer it for whatever reason, the type of representation, again, they're getting, I don't think is better. And I always like to close with this. Sometimes we think, well, you know, how serious sometimes can a matter be? It's a legal matter. You know, we had a situation where a member was not getting the type of medical treatment that they were needing without, you know, the benefits being provided for that medical treatment. They were not going to be able to afford it. And our attorney went to work for them under that Title I benefit. It was, and they were able to get the care that they needed. And that spouse got back with us and says, I know for sure that you helped save my spouse's life. And I always end with that because, you know, life or death sometimes, but these are critical matters that we deal with members every day, but also the smaller things, we're happy to help folks every day. And I can tell you this, and I'll close with this, there's not a day that I go to the office that I don't get to help people. And I appreciate what we do. And the, just the attorneys in my division, the average number of years experience is over 19 years. And those are the type of attorneys who are helping represent our members. Mr. Moore, I appreciate the time, everyone. Associates, I always tell you, I just wish you nothing but success, and we appreciate you all so much. And I encourage you, each time you can, this is the other thing that will help you all, go to your open houses. When your providers have open houses, you know, see that as an opportunity to go and meet them, get to know them personally, get a close relationship, see the operation. That will help you bring new associates that you have come along with you. That will help them too. Appreciate it, Mr. Moore. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Mark, we thank you very much. What a terrific job you did. We appreciate you being on our side. And tell my friend Jack Anderson hello for me, would you?
I will. I appreciate it. You want me to stay on for the rest of the call? I'm happy to.
If you would like to, I think you need to hear what these people are making.
Well, I'll just stay on with the call, and I appreciate everyone. I do.
Thank you, Mark. Randy, back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Nails, for being on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, when we sell a membership, Prepaid Legal is so financially strong that they give you a one-year advance commission on the membership. Well, that creates a debit balance, and although you start getting renewals on your 13th month, you don't really start, see those residuals right away because it goes towards paying off the debit balance. So after your debit balance is paid off, then you start getting 100% on getting paid 100% as earned. Then things start to get really exciting. And I've always said it's one thing to earn a six-figure income, but it's a whole different thing to start getting a six-figure retirement. So tonight we have several More Success Team associates that actually want to give a short testimonial because they are now receiving residual income. And the first one I want to go to is right there in Ada, Oklahoma, $250,000 ring earner, platinum executive director. Of course, he's the third generation of our family to become a Millionaire Club member, and that's Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, would you like to share your testimonial real quick?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on the call. And, you know, who would have thought that, before I was 33 years old to be able to have a six-figure retirement already built up with Prepaid Legal. It's absolutely phenomenal opportunity, but it's up for all of us to think about on the call tonight is, the advanced commissions is great in Prepaid Legal. When we go to our business briefings and we get fired up and we see the money, I know I still do every briefing that I go to, but, you know, to be able to have an opportunity to do a one-time effort and truly get a lifetime of pay. You know, if Stephanie and I never wrote another membership the rest of this year, we're still going to make a six-figure income with Prepaid Legal based solely off of business that's already been written, you know, for the last 12 years. And, you know, our debit balance has been paid out for over 2 years now, and we just, all of our income that we get is strictly renewal business. And it's something when we first getting started, we don't really think about a lot, but, as you've been in the business a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you can truly start to see the big picture of Prepaid Legal and a lifetime of residual and a life-changing and generation-type changing opportunity that we have with this company. And I'll turn it back over to you, Deb.
All right, Jeremy, great testimony. Now I want to go out to the state of Kansas to another $100,000 ring earner millionaire club member, Mr. Bob Pilcher. Bob, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I just want to say the same as Jeremy. It's an honor to be a part of the Moore team, the support that's there whenever I need it. I can call Mr. Moore. Ken Moore's always available for us. Got to see him last Friday. I was down at the corporate office. And just like you know, Jeremy said, it's amazing to see the income we make when we sell memberships. And kind of like Joan Buckner spoke on the 8 o'clock call with the group, I do a lot of group. That's my focus. I still recruit some people, but my focus is group business. And when I left my job 6 years ago, I spent 31 years at another Jeremy's only 33, and I spent 31 years in another job. But anyway, 6 years later, you know, we're looking at a renewal income, a consistent daily income. I mean, sometimes it may only be $200 or $300, but we have as much as $800 to $1,000 in a day being deposited every day, just on renewals, because we're as earned now. We paid off our debit balance, and it's just amazing to see that. Whether you go out and do anything, but I'm sure Jeremy's not going to stop doing anything. I'm not going to stop. I'm still going out there, and you know, instead of getting the upfront commission, you're just adding those earnings to the renewals you're already getting every day. So it just adds those numbers. It just every day, every week, every month, it gets bigger and bigger, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see, because I left a 31-year career to have more time freedom. You know, a lot of us find out that jobs are just that. We work so much at jobs and don't have time to do anything else, and this allows me to continually get paid but do other things that I want to do, and that's the beauty of this business. I'm going out tomorrow. I mean, we're always out every day doing something in prepaid legal, but the renewals is what it's really all about. And folks out there, if you're not into it yet, if you're not into the renewals, don't quit. As long as you don't quit, you're going to start seeing them. I don't know if it's in 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years, but it's a lot better than a job, because you'll never get them in most jobs. So, again, I'll turn it back to you, Randy.
Thank you, Mr. Pilcher. Great testimony. And now I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to another $100,000 ring earner millionaire club member, top executive director, Mr. Harold Pinson.
Well, thanks for having me on the call tonight, Randy. And first of all, Mr. Mark Nelm has done a phenomenal job. He even helped me on a car wreck a few years back, and I appreciate what all he had done for me. But, you know, before I got involved in prepaid legal, you know, I was in the retail business for 16 years. And his family department store, C.R. Anthony Company, based right there in Oklahoma City, and they're no longer in business. But I found out one thing a long time ago, that, you know, selling Levi's and Hagler Slacks doesn't pay any renewal income. And, you know, my debit balance has been paid off for several years, and I'm just like the rest of these guys. You know, everything I'm making now is gravy. And if I quit this business today, I'd still have a six-figure income for years to come. And I would like to bring out two points about, or maybe two nuggets, on how you could help improve your persistency and get more residual income. First of all, I think it's real important that we need to know our product. You know, our last convention I went to up in the city, I met a few folks from the West Coast, and they'd been in business for a while, and I was amazed that they didn't even know what all the Title I offered. And that's really, really critical. I know when I first got involved in prepaid legal in 1990, Mr. Ken Moore and Mr. Wilburn Smith taught the group school. And you had to know your group presentation before you went out even called on a group. It was mandatory. And the second way is to help build your residual income, like Joan Buckner said earlier on the call tonight. Use the membership. You know, the more you use it, the more you're going to be able to share on how the membership has helped you. And, you know, the more that you use, the more time, the more money that you're going to save. You know, I've been doing this in business now for 21 years, and Lord willing, I hope to be doing another 21 years. I'm just getting started, and I'm really excited what these next few years have to offer, and I'll just turn it back to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pinson. Great story. Now I want to go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, to another top executive director on our team, Mr. David Peterman. Dave, are you on?
Yes, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, it's been a phenomenal call thus far. I certainly appreciate Mr. Martin Elms, and they do a great job. He's become a friend, but, you know, we couldn't build that residual income without not only our corporate office and associate, but the provider firm. It's that triangle that he mentioned a while ago, or that three-legged stool that we talk about sometimes. But, gee, they've just, especially the provider. provider firm here in Oklahoma, has just done a phenomenal job. But the trainings that they've done and that kind of thing. But you know, when Gene and I a couple of years ago earned out, and we've been getting our residual income now for a couple of years. But you know, when I was having surgeries and things and couldn't really get out and do what I wanted to do, Gene certainly appreciated the fact that we had checks come in every day. And when you can, just a you know small organization that we have, you know have a renewal income of about double the average income in the state of Oklahoma, that's a phenomenal thing. You know, I spent 21 years owning a construction company and had, you know, I had a lot of employees over the years and 100 plus at a time, and it's just one of those things where. If you get paid in the construction business, you get paid the first time, you're doing pretty well. And we build a lot of relationships and all that. But no one ever brought us a check back after they paid us the first time. No one ever brought us a check back a year later. Well, it's just phenomenal to us that we can, you know, we can get paid. You guys have taught us to begin with to write good business, and we've done that. Our persistency is good. Write good business and then just stay around. You know, I'm kind of known as Mr. Prepaid up here. You know, they know that's what I am. That's what I do. When I'm out, you know, I'm always there. But when you think about, I talked to a gentleman today that's on Social Security, and you know, that's kind of one of those things that's kind of an oxymoron. You know, it's neither social nor secure. I'm not sure what it's there, but he was talking about, well, boy, you're you know, just a few more years and you'll be able to draw your Social Security. Well, I let him know that we had an opportunity because we were drawing the kind of money we are with our residual income today. I let him know that we have an opportunity to share with him the ability that he can, you know, add multiple hundreds of dollars on a very, very part-time basis to his retirement that he just started drawing. And he was absolutely amazed. And, you know, it gave us the opportunity. We're going to be talking to him in the next couple of days. He obviously wanted a membership, and we will be recruiting him. But just the opportunity that we have to be a part of a company, to be part of the More Success team, to be, you know, able to build a business that has the renewal income, has the ability to, you know, sell the business if that's what you want to do. I can't believe anyone would ever want to do it. Certainly we'll never quit doing the business. But it's willable, and the renewals are, you know, when we talk to someone and tell an insurance professional, you know, that you're vested immediately, vested for life, and your renewals are there for life of the membership, they can hardly believe it. But we've never been more excited than what we are right now. And again, Randy, we appreciate the opportunity to be on here and just help people to understand that the residuals are real. Don't anyone ever tell you that they don't pay, because it certainly does.
Well, Mr. Peterman, I appreciate you and all of our guest speakers on tonight. Again, just like you said, if someone tells you that the residuals don't work, I think we can put enough people in front of them and tell them just the opposite, because we have proof, and we are very, very excited about prepaid, more excited today than we ever have been. New comp plan in place starting today or the first year, and all the new trips that are going on, and it's just getting better and better, and we're excited about MidOcean, the new partnership that we're going to have with them. And with Mr. Moore, I guess we could go on and on. I know we're running a little bit long tonight, but I think it was great hearing all these new testimonials about residual income. Don't you agree?
Well, you know, I've always believed in residual income. Actually, your mother's the one that believed in it first, because I didn't have time, too busy going broke to listen to something to make money. But once I did, my goodness, Randy. You know, the only thing your mother and I could think of when we first started with prepaid legal, if we could make enough retirement to get $1,000 extra a month for prepaid to go to their Social Security. Well, if she don't have $1,000 a day or more in residual income, she thinks the world has come to an end. So, yes, it worked. I'm telling you, it's been working for us for many, 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 many years now, and it'll be working many years to come. I tell you, all of our speakers tonight, Randy, did such a fantastic job, each and every one in their own right did good. It was so nice to have Mr. Mark Nelms on. He does truly have his firm's interest at heart, but he also has his associate's interest at heart, and he was right about the triangle. Each part must work to make it perfect, and it is working. It's going to work even better. All we have to do is stay with it, don't quit, and go ahead. Do you have anything else you want to say, Randy?
No, sir, Mr. Moore. I think we've gone a little long, but I appreciate you being on the call. Go ahead.
Well, we'll just say we'll see you next Monday night, and Mr. Nick Server will be our guest speaker next Monday night. He always does a terrific job, and Nick's a great guy. He's a prepaid legal associate that knows how to stay with us. And for that, we'll just say keep putting God first, our family second, prepaid third. And ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you very much, and God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.